This is Ramchal's book on Pnimiyas Ein Yonim, on, you know, deep Jewish philosophy. So, and it's basically how he sets it up. There's like a beginning, which looks like a Mishnah, and then there's an explanation of this little Mishnah. So you can get a feel of the book just by reading the beginning part. So we might do that. Certain ones, we might just read the beginning and a little bit of it. But I'm going to read the whole thing today, so we get an idea of what the book's about. Okay, so it starts. It's Pitchei Chochma, The Openings of Wisdom. That's a book. Petach Echad. It's called Klach. It has Klach, 138 Pitchei Chochma. Like, how do you say, like rules sort of thing. Okay, Petach Aleph, the first Petach. Yichud Metziuto, the oneness of his being, Ritzono, his Rotzen, Ushlitato, and his dominion, his will and his dominion. Yichud Ha'Ein Sof, the Yichud of the Ein Sof, Baruch Hu, the Ein Sof, blessed be He, who, Shurak Ritzono Yitbarach, that only his Rotzen, Hu Ha'Nimtza, only we see his Rotzen. There's nothing else in the world but his Rotzen. Even mitzideinu, even from our point of view. V'ein shum rotzen acher, and there's no other rotzen, nimtza, that's found, ela mimenu, only from him. Alkein, therefore, hu levado sholet, only he has dominion in this world. V'lo shum rotzen acher, and no other rotzen. V'al yesod ze, and on this foundation, banui kol abinyan, is built all the building. That means all the building of all the Hanhaga, the whole world, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mityached, is manhig the world. So now, let's read the Ramchal inside. Yesod HaEmuna, the foundations of Emuna, Ve'ika HaChochma, and the main Chochma, Yudke Vavke, right? Hu Yichudo HaElyon Yidbarach Shemo. That's the Yichud, the higher Yichud of Blessed Be Him. Lefikach, therefore, that's the foundation. Everything's a gilui of that yichud. That's lefikach, therefore. Ze ma shetzarich levayer rishona v'ze. This is what we have to explain first. Ki kol chochma sa'emes. All of Torah's ha'primies ha'terah. The inner Torah, chochma sa'emes it's called, right? Eino era chochma mare amita te'emuna. It's a chochma to see the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Emuna. Yeah? What does that mean? To see Amita say is Emuna. It means that learning this, we'll have an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the world. And that's what Chochmas HaTorah is. This is what Chochmas, I'm going to call it Kabbalah, but this is what Chochmas Kabbalah is. It's about understanding how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Manhig. So he's going to explain that now. Lahavin, to understand, Kol ma shenivra, all that was created, or shenaseh ba'olam, all that happens in the world. Ech yotze min haratzon ha'elyon, how it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ech mitnaheg hakol b'derech nachon, how it all happens in the proper way. Min ha'el ha'echad Baruch Hu, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's one. Legalgel hakol, that it rolls all from His unity. Lehavio el shlemut hagamul ba'achrona, to bring the world to its completion, and everyone within in it, Hagamul, the complete completion Bachrona. That's the tachlis of the Bria. And only then his Yichudo will be revealed. It's Tchias Amesim, it's Yimot Mashiach, Tchias Amesim, and levels of closeness in the worlds of Schar. Upratu tachochma azot, and the prat, the, how do you say the prat, the
detail.
The details of this chochma, hu rak pratut yediyat hanhaga, It's the details and the knowledge of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manhig the world. B'chol chukoteh v'sfirotea. Means it's going to explain to you, the details are going to explain to you the details of his hanhaga, the details in which he's manhig the world. He's, how do you say manhig the world? He's
conducts
the world, yeah. Nimsa hamunach harishon shel chokhma zot. The first, like, premise of this chokhma, shelechol ma she'anachnu ro'im, all that we see, Bein begufim, whether it's physical bruim, gufim abruim, physical creations. Bein bemikrim, or whether it's mikrim, things that happen. Hamit yaldim bezman, that happens in time. Lekulam keechad, all of them is one. Yesh adon echad levado baruch shemo. There's one master to this, baruch shemo, blessed be his name. Shehu ha'ose kolze, he does all this. V'hamenaheh kol zeh, and manig all of this. Shedalkei ma'asav hanagotav hu ma'ash anu mevarim u'modiim b'chokhma zot. He's repeating himself. V'im ken, zehu ma'ash yesh lanu v'ay v'rishon. We have to explain this in the beginning. Shezeh ha'inyan atzma hu yesod ha'binyan. This is the foundation, the bria atzma, for the bria itself. K'moshin v'ay b'ezad Hashem. Like I would explain. V'havineinu zeh inyan navim v'derech ikra inyan abria ma'hi. You said it, Al-Kain, Vadai Ruhi Levaya Rishana. So he's going to explain the foundation, which is that everything comes from the unity of Kodesh Baruch Hu and his oneness. Right? And in a bit more detail. Ki kfa yadata, Yichud ha'ein sof Baruch Hu. Ki kfa yadata, you already know. Sha'atmud ha'mati yidbarach, ein anu medabrim mimenu klal. We can't speak at all about Kodesh Baruch Hu, his atmus. The Rambam says, you can only speak b'shlila. You can't speak about him. At all. Vahu Bala Rotson, and he's the Bailim of his Rotson. Ach, komash anu medabrim, all that we're going to speak in Teres HaKabbalah, all we can speak about, Eino ele meritzono hakol yachol habilti tachlis. It's only we can speak about his Rotson. Shezeh mutal anu yoter ledabebo. That's more mutter for us to speak in. Vegam bezeh, yeh lanu hagvul. There's a gvul in how much we can speak. Ad heichenu chalit bonen, kedalakamen. However, we're not speaking about the Atzmus of Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're just speaking about his Rotzen and his Rotzen mitzi deinu, like we see in Nefesh HaChaim. It's more permitted for us to understand. He's one in all his inyan, in all his facets. He's one in existence. V'hu levado muchrach ha-metzius. And only he has to exist. Same as the Rambam. V'ein ache klal, nothing else. Shu yachid b'shlita. He's one in dominion. V'ze pashut shu nimshach min ha-kodim. And it's simple that he comes from what was beforehand. There's not really shy kodim in by him, right? Kiven shu yachid from beforehand, yeah.
What does that mean?
That means that you can't say that he's beforehand. There was something that brought him to. He is one at every stage of his mitzvahs. That's all he is. He's one at every stage of mitzvahs. You can't say there was something else, or there was a duality in that oneness, or there was a mikre. Something happened, and then came. His oneness is always the same.
There was no beforehand then.
There was beforehand, because you can't, from his point of view, you can't speak of time. From our point of view, you can speak of time. But from our point of view, there's only a oneness. As much as we understand time, there's only a oneness to his mitzias. Okay? Pshita shiyehu levado sholet. Only he sholet shari kol echad shiyesh atahu rak alul mimenu. Anything which is now, it just came from him. Vafa pichen, even so. Gam zod hi yediyah emuna bifnei atma. That's also emuna. Bifnei atma. Why is he telling this is emuna? Because that doesn't seem how we see the world. We see Filas as a separate entity. We have Bechira. We see the world as separate. We see everything in this world doesn't seem to be, when you look deeply, you'll see it more of a unity. But we can't see in this world that unity clearly. For us, the world seems a world of differences, of separations. So there's an Amuna that all of this difference comes from one source. Why is that an Amuna? Something you know clearly is not an emunah. something you don't know clearly, but you can understand, but there's a jump to understanding, that's an emunah. So this is an emunah. We believe this. We don't know this for fact. It makes sense. We don't know this for fact. That's an emunah.
What does it mean?
No, it's emunah for us. Diezu emunah bifnei atzmo. Emunah bifnei atzmo. Ki hayochlim haminim lo ma chas v'sholom. Because a minim could say chas v'sholom. She'emutu shebitchila hayalavado. In the beginning, he was by himself. V'hu ratzava bara bruim. He created creations. Ach kiven shebara bruim bali rotzon. Since he created people with have rotzon, have will of their own. Hayef shelu leyichudo yashalem shirotzono ha'elef shebara yum me'akvim al yedei rotzono. They could be prevent his rotzon. Because we have bechira. Chas v'sholom, a person choose ra and not the rotzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's like he can do different from what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants.
But the
achdus
mitzidenu is not real. There's no
achdus mitzidenu. Mitzidenu, we have an emuna that everything comes from achduto yiparach. We don't have a proof for that because we see a world of disparity. We don't see a world of unity.
But regardless of frame of reference, there's still
still achdus in the world. Yeah, even mitzidenu. Yeah.
Now, if the individual chooses to do ra, that ra still comes from the Kodesh Baruch Hu.
What do you mean by that? Do you mean that he made you do that? He gave you the koach to do this, and from our point of view, we chose to do this. Ultimately, right? Ultimately, everything that happens mitzrono. We can't understand that. There's a Rambam, right? Even though he knows what's going to happen, still we have Bechira. He sholet on everything, but still we have Bechira. We don't understand that. Perush. Kaven Sheshamam Bale Bechira. Sheshamam Bale Bechira. He placed Bale Bechira. Harehem Yochlim Livcho. Hefech Ritzono. Opposite from his Rotzen. Velo Zubuva. Not only this. Ki Gam Mahalech Mikre. Something would happen in the world. Lechora. Marim Ken. If we look at the world, it looks that way. Ki Hu Bara Ha'olam Letova. He created the world for its goodness. Ach Bara Sitra Achra. Shira, he created the Sitra Achra, the other side. This really means Ra in the world. This is Sitra Achra, Shura.
Klipa.
Yeah. Ubara Adam Ba Bechira, and he created man who's Ba Bechira. Sheochlim liyot Rishayim, it can be Rishayim Chas V'Shalom. Uba Adam Ve'Yerushia La'asot, and came a person and he did Rishus. Kilkel Masav, he was mekalkel his actions. Mechavtso Shel Mokom Chas V'Shalom Lo Yitzliach. And Chevtzo Shemokolim Chas V'Sholom, the desire of Kodesh Baruch Hu that everyone would be Megala his Rotzon Chas V'Sholom, it seems it wasn't Matzliach. V'Yisrael Shechatzu Ein Yeshuata Lehem Chas V'Sholom. And Yisrael, who did an Aver, it seems there's no Tachlis. El Chet'o V'Chotim, they do Averas Chas V'Sholom. V'Al Ken Yu Tamid Kach Golim U'Mu'unim, we'll be always in Golos, and in Mu'unim means in like afflicted. Ki me'ein lehem Yeshua. Where's them Yeshua? Where's them salvation? Hari katuv omer limrot enei kvodo. Tzu yiradech eteshi. Right? These are all psukim about Klal Yisrael Chas V'Shalom doing bad and kivyachol removing tzu yiradech eteshi, removing the koach from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Al ken tzricha idea hazot. Therefore, we need have this idea hazot that even though it seems that dat levad mi yichud hamitziyut, that everything comes from his oneness, gam yichud hashlita, also the yichud of his dominion, v'zeh yichud ritzono yibarach shemo she'iyeh efshan she'yeh shum davar mevatel ritzono b'shum tam. Nothing can be mevatel his rotzon in any way, right? Sheba'olam, right? In the world, or any time in the world. Ela hu levado sholet, he himself is only sholet. V'kol zeh shanachnu ro'im shelachor hu hefech ritzono, it's the opposite of his rotzon. Eino ela shu marsheh kach, he only allows it to be al pi etza amuka hamushreshet b'machshavto, until some deep understanding that's in his thought. We can't even understand why he allows this ra to be. There's something very deep about why he allows ra to be. Why should there be ra? Why this specific ra? Why the Holocaust? Why this child was run over by a car? Why is he allowed that ra to be? There's some reason, it's etza amuka that we can't understand, and we have to understand because we're limited in this world. We're limited in what we see. Shesovevet v'holechet ad sheyashlim hakol b'tikun gomu klali, until everything's complete in a complete and full way. Shemniach ata bechira calls man shirotze, right? Ach b'sof hakol, because now he's leaving, as ma, leaving kilu as to have the bechira. Ach b'sof hakol, the end. Or al yedei tshuva, or through tshuva, or al yedei onish, or through onish, bad stuff, right? He'll be manisha, punishment. Hakol chozel tikkun gomo. He'll bring everything to its final tikkun. And that's his Eitzah Muku. We don't understand that. V'zeh nikra yichud ha'ein sof baruch hu. That's the yichud of ein sof baruch hu. When this yichud will be mitgale? B'sof ha'dorot. Right? Tchias ha'meisim, Yimot ha'mashiach, Tchias ha'meisim. Then it will be mitgale. Sh'ata b'ratzon anu medabrim. And now b'ratzon we're going to speak. Sh'rak ratzono yidbarach shemo. Only his ratzono. Sh'elamatzi yidbarach shemo. Shu ma she'eskanu yichud ha'ein sof baruch hu. Hu hanimtze, that's the only thing which is in the world. Sheesh lo metziut muchrach ma'atmo. It has metzias, it's muchrach in of itself. Vazeki kamosh anu tzuchim la'amin ha'yichud v'metziut ha'muchrach. Just as we have to believe in the yichud of his metzias, which is muchrach in the world. Ka tzuchim anu la'amin ha'yichud v'shlitato v'rotzono. The yichud of his shlita and his rotzon. Kamosh metziuto muchrach, just as his metzias is muchrach, eivsha b'lav hachit, impossible without that. Vu levadu ila muchrach. He himself only is muchrach, v'sha alu menu, and everything else, he's the only mikre, he's the only thing that is muchrach, and anything happens is, comes from him. Ken ratzono v'shlitato muchrach. Also his rotzen and his shlita is muchrachat. So he's telling you, just as he, his being, his existence is muchrach, so any the thing which is, emanates from his rotzen and his shlita is muchrach, and has to be. And his shlita, his dominion has to be. That's the only thing that is really. Sheivsha belav hachi, vilevado sholetet. And who? And that's only his rotzen is the only thing which is sholetet, which has dominion. The kosher rotzen eino elafir rotzen zeh. And all other rotzen, even the sitra achra, even ra in the world, is only the fir rotzeno. Ve'en shum rotzen achen imtza ela mimenu. And nothing other rotzen ela only from him. Ve'lo toma, and don't say emet shekol haratzonot. All the rotzen that comes from him. Ach, achashinimtzu. After they came into the world, hine yesh lehem koach lirutzot neged rotzeno chas v'shalom. Don't say they have that koach chas v'shalom. Ze eino, v'zehu right, v'zehu alkein. Hu levado sholet v'lo shum rotzen acher shlita. Ratzal omar shlita shleima. He himself has complete shlita. She'ein shum moneala. Nothing preventing him. V'hine rotzon ha'elyon shayach hashlita hazot. Rotzon Elin is Shaykh this dominion, Vuhu Anikra Emet Rotzon Yachid. And this is called the Rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oneness. Rotzon Rotzku Rotzono Bli Shum Moneh. And whatever he wants to do, there's nothing preventing his Rotzon for being. Vashar Rotzonot and other Rotzonot, i.e., men, Adarab, Einam Sholtim, they have no dominion. Kihem Alulim Rotzon Ha'Elin. Because that comes from Rotzon Elin. So if someone does something to you, it's his rotzen. It's not this person did. Kodesh Baruch Hu did. Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu did? He wants to teach you something. What he wants to teach you, work it out. He didn't do it. Kodesh Baruch Hu did it. Or you don't have emunah, which it's quite likely we don't have. But that's the emes. Bad things happen. Kodesh Baruch Hu did it. Why he did it? That's what you have to work out. You don't have to change your metzias. You have to face it and understand what he's teaching you from that metzias. That's as simple as that. That's how it's practical. That's what we're reading here. Yeah.
Doesn't it say in Sefer HaKlilim that every time that something bad happens to you, you're being punished or something?
Punishment doesn't mean that. Of course, it's punishment, but it doesn't mean that it's like punishment going to a boy touches a fire. His father hits him, says, "Don't touch." The punishment is putting your hands in the fire. You got burnt. That's what punishment is. That means punishment means the pain that you're feeling, right, is because of the ra that you did. It's a mitzis. And therefore, the pain that you're feeling is for you to realize that there's something bad that you're doing to fix it. Why do we feel pain? Why, if a person didn't feel pain, he would put his hands in his fire and he'd burn his hand. He wouldn't have a hand. Mm-hmm. You feel pain not to put your hands in fire. If you touch fire, you even before you touch it, it's already hot, and you put your hands away, right? So you're not going to burn your hand. It's protective. Pain is protective. People don't have pain, they can damage themselves very seriously. Onish is protective. It's protecting us from our behaviors. It's protecting us so we come to a tikkun hagomo. We come to fix ourselves. So that's the yichud. We have to see life that way. This isn't just, let's learn philosophy. This is Torah. We're learning here that this is the Yesod HaBinyan. That means this is the Yesod HaBinyan for us. This is how we look at life. If you think, I don't feel good, or this person did something to me, or I'm depressed, or whatever it is, whatever that's happening to us, he did it. It's his rotzen. So the only question is, what am I doing to bring this rotzen on? What do I have to fix that I'm feeling this pain? Which fire did I put my hand on? If I'm feeling pain, my hand's on some fire. Get it out of there. Which one? That's how we look at the world. Don't fix it. Fix yourself. Listen to how he's talking to you. Kodesh Baruch Hu's talking to you. You think that guy who told you off, or that guy that hurt you, he's talking to you? He's telling you something about yourself? No. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you the words to speak, and he spoke them. Simple as that. That's emunah. That's tchiles habinyan. That's yisod. That's tchiles habinyan. You understand? Yeah.
When the son puts his hand in the fire and experiences pain, I feel like some might have the notion that he's experienced that pain because, if based on what you're saying, because of some other avera. I don't think it's necessarily trying.
No, it's because of the fire. Because he put his hand in the fire. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
The avera is putting his hand in the fire. Right. He's feeling the pain because his hand's on a fire. That's what avera. Avera, you feel pain. When a person does an avera, he feels pain. And that pain is there to prevent you from doing the Avera. The Nefesh HaChaim, the Ruach HaChaim, says when a person does an Avera, also brought another Sfarim. When a person does an Avera, Ruach of Gehinnom is sovev him. Ruach Shel Gehinnom is not Geshmak. So that means you should feel bad. People don't feel when they do bad, is because they have such a big layer of Ruach Shel Gehinnom that another one, you know, they don't feel it. If you're already dirty, a little bit more dirt you don't feel. But if you remove that dirt, and then all of a sudden you get dirty, right? Like you're wearing your Shabbos clothes, and there's a little dirt on it, you see it. You understand? It's noticeable, you feel it. If you're not feeling pain when you do an Avera, means you have some caked dirt there. Bad news. You should feel bad when you do avaris, and you should feel good when you do mitzvahs. If you feel bad, there's something you have to change. Yeah?
But really, mitzidah, everything we do is his ratzon.
We said, that's the thing we don't understand. You have bechira. We don't understand that. We don't understand, that means that was Taos of Acher. That if you get to the place where you see Yichud, then Ra and Tov are the same place. So it makes no difference if you do a mitzvah or Avera. That's a Taos. That's a mistake. That's an Emunah. That's true. But we have Baal Bechira, created us with Bechira, and on that Bechira we're going to get Tzchar or Chas V'Shalom Onish. And the Onish will bring us to the place, the Tikkun HaGomo, that's what he told us. The Onish or Tshuva, or the Onish will bring us to the Tikkun HaGomo. You might be Mitgalgal again, you might go to Gehinnom, you're not you, Chas V'Shalom, a person. But eventually you'll be fixed. Chas V'Shalom, a person might be needed to be killed to fix himself. He might have to be killed on Kiddush Hashem, that might be his Tikkun. We don't know. If a person is killed because he's a Yid, that's a Kiddush Hashem. He died on Kiddush Hashem. That could be the tikkun for his chet. We don't understand these things. Yeah.
It seems like a peek behind the veil in some sense because everybody's exercising their free will. Yet at the same time, each person's exercise their free will is effectively a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving you a message. I mean, it's like an impossibly intricate puzzle of unity. Like we can't even conceive of such a unity because it's like you're exercising your free will, you're giving the shear, you're you're doing this, you're doing that, we're all doing things. There's message to say that each element of the world has a message for the person. I mean, it's a mind-boggling sensitivity. And to say that each of those is an exercise of free will, it says, are your actions preordained, or are people fit into place as a result? Because there's unity, there's tov to balance every ra. So the extent that you've done ra, there will be ra that comes back to you. And the vector doesn't necessarily mean that Jacob's free will is compromised, but instead Shlomo is the vehicle for the chas v'shalom, some other
right.
Frank is the vehicle for the ra, because Frank did ra, and so therefore, or Frank exercises free will against me as the
it's very intricate. We're not going to understand. We have to have emuna. We're not going to understand the depth of that. But everything that happens to a person, he has to realize that it's from a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Down to, like, you bump your hand on the table.
Bump your hand on the table, you scratch your finger. Everything. The Gemara says, what's the level of Isurin? A person puts his hand into his pocket, he pulls out change, he pulls out the right change. That's also Isurin. Right? Ein adam nokif etzman milamata. A person doesn't like bump his finger downstairs without Kodesh Baruch Hu gozer milamata. Kodesh Baruch Hu making gozer milamata. Everything, that's the Yisod Abinyan. That's emuna. Don't look, say, he did it, that person did it, that happened to me, how could that happen to me? It's not, and sometimes you see Rishayim, Shasham Sacheket Lehem, that the time's going for them. They have everything they need. They seem to be living a good life, it seems. Everything seems good. Because Baruch Hu knows what he's doing. There's a reason. Sometimes he's giving them all this Chara Olam Haba in this world. And then you see a tzaddik, who's Mu'una, but he has a lot of Isurim, and you don't understand. Because giving his all his onish in this world, so he'll be clean for the world to come.
What does the onish come from?
He what? Most people do Avera. They will have Severus. Even Moshe Rabbein had an Avera. Chas v'shalom. Ein tzaddik asher yichater. Right? Every tzaddik has someone, you know, or on the darga that he is. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu is Avera, is a mitzvah for us, right? On the darga that he is, it's an Avera.
So
there's an onish for that. In this world, better get the onish in this world, chas v'shalom, in the world to come.
Because also, it's our Ratzon, his Ratzon.
If it's halavai, we get there.
But if it by definition is.
There are the four people who only died by Itiyo Shal Nachash. They died with the Chet of the Nachash, of Adam HaRishon. Four people. Not many. Yeah.
Is cause and effect an optical illusion? To what degree does cause and effect exist in the world, based on what you're saying?
Of course it's cause and effect. There's two hand hogs.
On a scientific level only, or also an interpersonal?
I mean, even on a scientific level, it doesn't work 100%. You know, there's
quantum.
Right. So there has to be on every level. Cause and effect is a mitzias. But there's a mitzvah higher than cause and effect. So mitzvah two hanhagas, a somewhat cause and effect hanhaga, and a higher level hanhaga that we don't understand, which interferes with that cause and effect. That's why we see things we don't understand in the world.
Splitting of the sea, etc.
Yeah, that's not a cause. That's different. Nisim, you have to explain differently a little bit. Yeah, that can be... Nisim is something different. We'll get there. This is the beginning. But from this beginning, this is very important. We're not learning just how God is wrong, we're learning how we have to relate to the world. This is a very, very important relationship we have with the world. This is emuna. This is the yisod abinyan. It's not only the yisod abinyan of chokhmas emes, the yisod abinyan of every single human being. You have to mafnim it, you have to put it inside you. Right? He didn't do it to me. Kodesh Baruch Hu did it to me. That's how I have to think. And the question always then becomes, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaching me? Okay, let's go weiter. Let's go weiter.
If our klippas are also thick, how do we have any hope of even intuiting what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us?
He rules the world. He has complete shita, we said. He'll get you there. Just be samech on him. Just listen to what he's teaching you.
His Torah is called the Ratzon, right?
His Ratzon. Huh?
Revelation of Torah is teaching us what
Ratzon
we should follow.
Yeah. Learning Torah is Ratzon, but we also can learn what his Ratzon is from how we feel. If we feel bad, we're doing something wrong. If something bad happens to us, that's his Ratzon, mitgalet to us. personal. That's our personal Torah. We have a teacher. He's teaching us the way we go. We feel pain in this way, we're going the wrong way. We have to know to think a different way to go. Now, if you don't know, I know I have to go. So you say, you pick up a car, you don't know how to drive, and you start driving, you'll be in an accident. You go to a doctor when you have a machla, Rambam says, you go to a rabbi, a chacham, when you have a machla to nefesh. When you're in a place and you don't know where to go, you go and ask a rabbi how to go, which way to go, which direction, what should you be working on. You with me? That's for your whole life. It's not just for moments in yeshiva or moments in time. Your whole life, Kodesh Baruch Hu is talking to you. Okay. Hare, hem meshubadim lo. All the other things are meshubadim lo, v'nimsa. Sha'af al-pi shagam hem rutsonot. They're also rutsonot. Einam besug im harotzon ha'ele. They're not against his higher rotson, the rotson kodesh Baruch Hu. Ki ei efshar lakish shehem alulim imene. It's impossible to say they're not come from him. Va'al kein lo yushavim elav. They won't be equal with him. Af al-pi. Right? Af al-pi shenikrim rotsonot. Even though they're called rotsonot. Ki miyan shenikrim alulim mi'arotson ha'elyon. That they come from his higher rotson. Avin beloshen levai ze. We'll understand from this loshen. She'enu kamo shalotim legamri. The other ratzonos aren't like his ratzon that are sholot legamri. Right? They have a dominion. It's a dominion that he gave them, and it's gilul his ratzon, whatever it is, even though we don't understand it clearly. V'klalo shodava, an understanding of this matter. Right? Shushanan omrim sheyesh matzil echad yivrach shemo yachid miyuchad b'chol inyanav. He's one in all his ways. Miyad tzarech lavin shegam b'shlitato hu yachid. Also in dominion he's one. Lefi shtei shlitot gemurot eif shaliot. It's impossible to have two dominions. Al kein noma shelo yesh ela rotzon echad sholet. There's only one rotzon sholet that has dominion. V'sha'a enim sholtim. They're not sholet. V'zeh ki im noma sheyesh achshav nimtzayim milvad b'hamatzui rishon. Apart from his being, right? Zeh tov ki lo yakish koach hamatzui rishon. Zetov. Ah, Zetov. Lokashe. It's not difficult to understand that there's another. He means Zetov means it's not difficult. That's what he says in the Haggadah at the bottom. Kilo yakish koach hamatzui rishon. They're not makish. They're not going against his rotzon. Ki arei hu matzui umamsi. He exists and makes exist. Ve'ela einam ela nimtzayim imenu. They only are emanations from him. Ach im noma sheyesh rotzon gomur mivad harotzon ha'elyon. There's a rotzon gomur apart from his upper rotzon. Afilu shenoma she'ein metzir rotzonot ela muchrach. Even these other rotzonos are muchrach. Only his rotzon is muchrach. Only his rotzon has to be. Shem alulim min harotzon ha'elyon. They come from his rotzon. Harizem makish chas v'shalom koach harotzon ha'elyon. Right? It would seem that it's makish chas v'shalom his rotzon. Ki shtei shlitot eif shaloma. It's impossible to say. Kshenoma shashlita rishon asta shlita acheret. And if you want to say that he created other shlitot, mata ein od shlita, and now he doesn't have shlita. Lo rishona v'lo akum chudeshet. Not the beginning and not the new one. Al kein. Kshenoma shamatzia rishon hu levado sholet. Eif shalavin shum shlita acheret. It's impossible to understand there should be another shlita if he's the only one. V'nimka shenoma sheyesh l'olam Eloka echad. There's only one God. So no manhig v'sholet echad. I efshar avin shlita chetz. I can't be another shlita. Ki lo haya od sholet echad. There was not another sholet. Ela rabim kefir harotzonot hamchudashim. Many ela rabim kefir harotzonot hamchudashim. There's many according to his bringing new rotzonos into the world. U'bemet shum echad lo haya nikra sholet. None of these are considered sholet. U'mash anusichim la'avi hakol el ha'shoresh echad. And that which has to bring all to his one shoresh, shumimenu hakol. Why does everything have to come to one shoresh? Because all these rotzonot are from him. That's a very important idea. Lo haynu megim leze ela l'sha'ava perush. Shebetchila haya shoresh echad. In the beginning, it was one shoresh. Now it doesn't seem like one shorish. Because someone can prevent his kiviyochol his shlita. shemoneh ashtita rishona. There's not moneh the shtita rishona. Im hashtita rishona. He shirotze kach. Because the shtita rishona wants this. Zei turatz ma'amaz sheba bizat d'shayin. This will be also explained in the next ma'ama. So basically he's saying like this. Why does everything have to come to unity? Because it starts with unity. All the ritzonos come from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everything in this world comes from the unity of His Ratzon. Since everything comes from unity of His Ratzon, the Tachlis, even though we go to a place of different Ratzonis, by definition they have to come back, the Tachlis, they have to come back to His one Ratzon. And how does that happen? That's a Mukhrach. That's Mukhrach Metzias, that this disparity of Ratzonis, right, and this is what we were speaking last time about the Tzimtzum, that the Tzimtzum allows there to be Ra, allows there to be a dominion of other Ratzonis. The Tachlis is to bring His Ratzon into this world. And how do we do that? How do we do that? Torah, yeah, of course, Torah. But how else do we do that? How do we do that in our own lives? We see a world of disparity. I can bring all that to one Ratzon.
Find your source, connect to your Sharish.
When we see all of these ritzonas, all of the metzias in our lives, and we live with that, that it's His ratzon, that means tzaddik be'emunatel yichyeh. He's living with those ritzonas. He sees all of those ritzonas as His ratzon. Everything in the world is His ratzon. That's the emunah of a tzaddik. And that's what gives him life. Why that gives him life? Because what's life? Life is connected to His Ratzon. The more you see in this world His Ratzon, the more life you have. If we see He did this, and that did this, and this happened, and this happened, and Ploni, and, right? Not that we don't have to do Ishtadlis. I'm not talking about not Ishtadlis. But after the thing happens, we see it as His Ratzon. Sadik be'emunato yichyeh. It doesn't mean if someone comes and punches you, you say, oh, it's the Ratzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu, let him punch me. No. You don't let him punch you. You stop him from punching you. You're allowed to stop him. But after he punched you, that's the Ratzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted that punch to be. You with me? Yeah.
It seems that when grasp this, they're led to a feeling of gratitude. And all the wills that they see around them is being directed at them. Kodesh Baruch Hu is so concerned with just the individual.
Yeah, it's hashkacha. That's called hashkacha pratis. Everyone has this kav. The more we live with that, the more we're living with Him. Yeah. Okay. So, okay. Yeah. He was. Yeah.
What? Okay.
The kav.
Kav. How do we spell it?
Kuf vav.
Above. Okay.
What is
it?
Ka means line.
Line, okay.
What's a line? Why is it called a line? It's more than a line. It means a line always, when you see a line, right? What do you see when you see a line? You see something that you can connect with. So that's the place we connect. An eagle, there's no like point to connect. It's around us, it's aviv us. We have, it emanates on us, but we're not a place of connection because every place is equal. And we're kuma skufa, we're also in a line, human beings in a line. Right? That's why human being is the one to connect with that kav. The kav is also a tzuras adam, it's a tzuras of a human being. That's what Tzelem Elokim, because that's, you were created in that form, because if we weren't created in the Tzelem Elokim, we wouldn't be able to connect Tzelem Elokim to a high level of Tzelem Elokim. Are you with me? Yeah.
I've
heard some of these concepts before. And I'm always troubled. Maybe you could explain. I don't know.
This is not on topic.
I think it's on topic. I don't understand how, when we say such and such happened, God wanted it to happen. I did something, God wanted it to happen. Someone did something, God wanted it to happen. How that's not interfering with people being able to make their own decisions.
That's the question of the Rambam. The Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Deos, he asks that question. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what your bechira is, and He knows what you're going to do, you still have Bechira. It's not a steer. We can't understand that.
I'm saying, but at the same time,
person doesn't act. Person does an avera. That's not something Hashem wants him to do.
Right.
Hashem wants you to do an avera. Right. He doesn't want you to do an avera. So if a person does an avera, you can't then say Hashem wanted him to do that.
He didn't say wanted him to do an avera. We don't speak like that, but we say that now that it's done, that was Hashem's rotzen.
That was his rotzen?
It was his rotzen.
Have to do an avera?
It was his rotzen, what you did. You weren't doing something which is against his rotzen. You can't do something that's against his rotzen. So if you did an avera, there was a reason for it to happen, and that reason will be fixed. That avera will bring you to where you're supposed to be. You don't know how. Chas v'shalom, not for you. The person might have to do tshuva. The tshuva will bring. If he hadn't done the avera, he wouldn't have been feel so lowly that he wanted to do the tshuva. And the tshuva will be tshuva on everything he did. And sometimes the avera will bring him to an onish. And that onish, had he not done the avera, that onish would not have come to him. And now that he got the onish, now he got the punishment, that onish will bring him back to tshuva. Or if he doesn't come to tshuva, and he's nichle, chas v'shalom, a person because of his averus is nichle, that onish will be metakin him in the way that the world will see that the Rosha got his ra, and there'll be a kiddush Hashem from his death or from his punishment, and that kiddush Hashem will bring people to recognize, and he'll have that schus, so to speak, that he brought that kiddush Hashem to the world. Somehow there'll be a fixing. We don't understand the omic of how Gorish Baruch Hu fixes. We understand one thing. You do mitzvahs, in the world to come you get tzcha. You do averas, you get onish. It's not that whatever we do, it's the same. The kirva Hashem, the closest Hashem, our tzcha, depends on how much we work in this world. All we know is, this is the emuna, that everything is from him and his complete shlita, his complete dominion. We don't say, this happened, that happened. I'm doing the same thing again, but it's so poshut, but we don't live like that.
Rambam's answer is we don't understand why?
Yeah, we don't understand.
That's his answer?
We can never understand that. From our point of view, we can't understand that. How can you understand that? It's against all thinking. You can't understand that something has dominion, and yet we have Bechira. We have dominion. It doesn't make sense. You can't understand that. Because we can't understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu from his point of view. We can't understand. We can only understand that this is the Metzias, and we have to have an emuna. This, everything that, even though we have Bechira, it's not a negation of his Shlita. It's not a negation of his. He let us do it, and he knows what we're going to do, and yet we have Bechira. How can you know what's going to happen, and yet we have Bechira? Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't.
No. So there's no answer. But there's certain things we can't. We can't understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu from his point of view. We can't understand it.
How are we so certain that he wants us to do these actions?
It's an emuna. Oh, we know because we have a Torah. And the Torah says what actions he wants us to do. He was Megala himself in the Torah. How to do certain actions. And we know from the Torah these actions are wrong and these actions are right.
I know what's right and wrong, but you say every action a person does, Hashem wanted him to do it. How are we so certain?
After he did it, because anything that happens in this world is from his complete dominion. So by definition, everything. If Chas v'Shalom, there's an action that a Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't do, then there's no Shlita of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, complete Shlita in the world. So it means every action that happens in the world is his dominion. And if you understand, it's a very, very powerful Lashon. Even Goy, a cat, a dog, a Nemala, everything. We just don't understand on those levels. Yeah?
Is this like Machlokes between Ramchal and the Rambam?
In what?
I mean, the way I understand it is maybe there's two ways of understanding the steer. One thing is the steer in the Messias, right? The steer, like Metzidein. On the other hand, the steer manifests itself because we understand something from Revelation, which contradicts what we understand from looking at the world.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
No, he's saying differently. Though.
No, no, he's saying.
He's saying Metzidein, this is a reality that everything is one.
Right.
In the Mitzidenu,
not Mitzidenu. Mitzidenu is not one. Mitzidenu, okay, it's an emuna that it's one. Mitzidenu, we see a disparity. We see different ritzonas. Mitzido, Tvara is one. Mitzidenu, there's an emuna that it's one. We understand. We don't look. When we're Mitzidenu, we see trees, we see people.
Yeah, why does he use Lashon of emuna? It really is, we just can't see it.
That's emuna. Emuna means. Yedia. No. Yedia means I understand fully. Emuna means I understand, but not fully. There's a gap in my understanding. There's a lack, so I have to have emuna.
Nistira is what's the true nature of reality, and between what I, how I can perceive reality, as opposed to saying that reality, even if I can completely perceive what reality is, contradicts Akash Baruch Hu Mitzido, because I can't contemplate that.
Yeah, no, it's saying like this. Mitzideinu, we see disparity, but Emuna is that there's a unity to that reality.
I'm saying like this. Are we saying that, because you can look at quantum mechanics, for example, say that there's an irreducible dichotomy, and some say that this is a reality of the world, that these two realities can't coexist, but we know that they're both true.
They can't both coexist. You have to understand, they can't both coexist, not because that's the Metzius of the world. Metzius of the world is in that way that they can't both coexist. We have to learn a bit more, because even Mitzideinu, there's parts of his Hanhaga which we can understand, and there's parts of his Hanhaga that we intrinsically can't understand. Even Mitzideinu. Right? Okay, let's finish off here now. V'zeh yisodzeh. This is the foundation. Al inyan yichud hazeh shepirashnu. Banui kol ha-binyan. Built all this building. Kol ha-metziyat ha-mechudashot. Bein ha-orot. Bein ha-nimsayim ha-nifradim. Whether it's the lights or the creations. Lights means the spiritual beings. Or the ha-nimsayim ha-nifradim. The emanations of Kodesh Baruch Hu, or the creations that were created, separate from him. Ki klalut, chas v'shalom, not separate, they come from his emanation. Ki klalut tochnit kol zeh hu al yichud. Perush. Shekol ha-binyan hazeh, all this binyan, hu inyan echad shalom, it's one thing. Shemare amitet ha-yichud hazeh b'chelkav shel binyan atzmo. So now he's saying a very important thing, that even in this disparity, we can see the truth of his unity in the different portions. Ba'orot shenirim bo, in the lights, in the emanations that we see in it, begufim, and in the people shenimsaim bo, uban hagas, in the way the world is conducted, bemidot umikrim shalom, in the characteristics of the world and in the happenings of the world. Kol elu atzma masuim v'seide echa, they all have one order. Shiromez to that hint, umar'e sod hayichud, this foundation, this of oneness hazeh, migula b'fol mamash, it's revealed b'fol mamash, means even though we see this disparity in the world, this disparity will hint to us and will show us the yichud if we look at it deeply enough. If we look at it shallowly, you'll see just disparity. If you look at it deeply, the world will see its unity. And even in physics, you're talking about quantum mechanics, physicists are looking for the one law which invokes everything. Why are they looking for one law? Maybe the world has different laws for different things. Maybe how these particles work is because of this law, and these particles work because of this law. There's different dominions. This is one law, and this is another law. No. Even in physics, they're looking for unity in the world.
Yeah, but that's not said there is unity. Even in physics.
Ooh, even in physics, they're looking. Why is a person...
Looking.
Why?
That's because
No.
It's the method of science.
No, it's not the method of science.
It's the easiest way to describe.
Why is simplicity? Why is simplicity the easiest way? Why? Why? Maybe there's no... Maybe they're not together. Maybe they don't... Why are you forcing it?
They're all separate.
Yeah, maybe they're all separate. They work differently. Why? It's because intrinsically a person knows that even the disparity, there's a unity. Even if a person doesn't want to admit it, they don't understand why they're looking for unity. Ask, why are you looking for unity? Simplicity. Why say simplicity? So ask the question, why the world has to be simpler? Why does this complication... It's complicated. Let it be complicated.
Man needs to understand the world. He can only understand the world
why?
If it's simple.
Why? Why does man need to... Who says you can understand the world? You can't write that. You can't write the equation.
I can't understand the world. I just said one tries, wants
to. Once, why? Why?
To find meaning.
Meaning means you believe there's a unity, there's a tachlis, there's a purpose. I mean, you believe in a great
power. Okay,
but
just so that, man yours for
but
that, that,
but why? But okay, so that was proving truth. You yearn for something. In physics, right? An electron attracts to a proton. It wants to come together. So we can say, who cares? Or we can say, why? And then we can work out Maxwell's equations. And then you now understand how electrons and protons and everything works, right? You can say, I yearn for unity. I yearn for purpose. Why? Who cares? Do whatever you want. You want purpose? He does 1 second. He wants 1 second. He wants purpose? You don't want purpose? Okay. Or you can say why, and then you give a model for it, and it makes sense, and you can understand. That's what it's all about.
Okay, but I'm gonna say that we've gotten to a point, at least in understanding physics, where it seems like we have two seemingly contradictory models.
No, maybe it seems
like that's just the way the world is.
No, you misunderstand. Don't know physics. It's not. That's not because it's contradictory models. The understanding of physics is that's the Metzius that has to be the Metzius of the world.
Okay, that's
and there's
what
a
saying,
reason.
That's what I'm
saying. No, it's not contradictory. It's
seemingly
not.
Contradictory.
It's not. When you understand how it works, it's not. That's how the world works. Now, there's a reason. They don't understand why the world. They would much prefer Newtonian physics. Much easier. Cause and effect. Much easier to do things with it, right? Actually, because of that cause and effect, they didn't understand why an atom doesn't collapse. It didn't make sense. Only quantum mechanics understand why an atom doesn't collapse into itself. There's certain things. The world doesn't make sense without certain things. It doesn't make sense. You need certain aspects to understand the world. They realize that. Now, everything has this aspect. Now, there's a deeper reason why that is. The deeper reason, because if, as we know, the world has a spiritual element, and the world has a physical element, the combination of physical to spiritual, which is what the world is a contradiction. The nekuda of that combination has to have a disparity, has to have an uncertainty. Because two things which contradict cannot come together and make sense in the place that they contradict. So in the place that they contradict, there has to be an uncertainty, disparity. Otherwise they can't connect. You can't connect things which are separate without mitashtesh, without nullifying one or both of those things. So the combination of those two things has to have an intrinsic contradiction. So since the world is physical and spiritual, we'll learn about this more, because even in the spiritual world this occurs. That is the metzius. If anything, quantum mechanics creates that metzius. Physicists understand the observer is outside the system. Cognitive thinking is outside the physical world. And that cognitive thinking is the reason for the uncertainty. Because the connecting of two things which are contradictory must take place. Because that's the world. But the place they take place is where the uncertainty has to be. Okay? Okay, you got it? All right.